The Classic Metal Show now has all of our videos on Spotify. Simply look up and subscribe to the CMS Network on Spotify, and you'll get the audio and video podcast episodes each day from The Classic Metal Show. It's never been easier to watch or listen to Neely and Chris, so simply open Spotify, subscribe to the CMS Network, and enjoy The Classic Metal Show every single day.
Metal Show with their self-titled song American Shame.
There it is.
Yep. All right, you want to get to your video, your show video?
Sure, let me just, I'm plugging shit in as we speak. My mouse, in the last segment I thought my mouse was gonna die. I got down to 1% on the mouse, so it's like, oops, I gotta charge this fucker.
A rechargeable mouse?
Yeah, it's the Apple.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Yeah, but then I went to my backup. I have a backup, and of course it's dead. So I was like, son of a bitch. So, but now I'm good. I got 12 whopping percent during the break on the mouse. So,
all right. Those four songs pay off.
They do. So let me go.
It's to four song payoff right here on the Classic Metal Show. If your mouse is dead, this is the time to charge it.
Yeah. When your mouse is dead, we play I Saw Red. It's Warrant right here on the Classic Metal Show. God, radio stinks. Commercial radio is just garbage. All right, but anyway, unlike commercial radio, this is not garbage.
This is quality.
This is a show called It's Too Late with Alan Mosley.
All right, and how did you discover this?
I was putting our show up last week on Odyssey, and a lot of times I let the show kind of run to make sure it doesn't skip or anything.
Okay.
And it just rolled. It rolled from our show to this show. And I started, you know, it was kind of background. I wasn't watching it at first. And then it got going, and I was like, what am I fucking listening to here? And then I was like, okay. This I need to bring to the show in a hurry. So let me pull us up here. This is the, now, like I said before, it has production quality and the guys have good cameras and they have good production, but this, maybe I'm wrong. I'm, you know what? I always say that. I always say, maybe I'm wrong on this one. Maybe this is quality and I just don't know it. Okay. So I'll let you decide. Personally, not a fan. You may very well be. I mean, they cover some topics that you're very versed in, one that we will get to here in a couple of minutes. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of the intro so that you can get a feel on the, you know, the opening monologue.
Okay.
So that you can get a feel for Alan Mosley. And then we'll skip ahead to the main topic that I want to cover, that they covered here. Now, mind you, this video is 1 hour and 3 minutes long, so we will not be doing all that.
All right.
I've timed it out to the spot that I want to hear, but I want you to hear the beginning first. I'll take your comments as we go along, and then we'll get into the main segment that I think you will find enthralling. Fair?
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So here we go. This is It's Too Late with Alan Mosley.
Okay.
Why don't I have any sound? That looks good so far, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a night show. It's like, yeah. a network, TV late night show.
It's Tonight with Johnny Carson.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it's too late with Alan Mosley.
Guys, welcome back for another episode of It's Too Late. I am your host, Alan Mosley. Joined as always by the number one producer in late night, it's Dave Wilimowski. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I've had a really exciting week, been doing a lot of work on this show, which is refreshing, you know,
doing God, something what new. An idiot, am I right?
Is he right, Neely?
I guess.
All right, a couple minutes of monologue here.
All right, they got the green screen thing happening on both ends. Now, do you think they're in the same place, or do you think they're doing what we do?
They're doing what we do.
Okay, so they're in two separate places.
Yeah, because the one guy has a quality green screen, and this guy is on some bullshit Zoom green screen.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Whenever it flickers around when their head moves, that's Zoom. Because Zoom has green screen, but it doesn't work real well.
I gotcha.
So here we go. So we got this guy zooming into this other guy, to Alan Mosley.
That's got to be really uncomfortable to do a whole show wearing a suit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have the look, Neely. You got to have the look to be a professional.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah. So just invoice the parent company, Alan Mosley TV, put on there. I'm thinking net 50 years. We'll send you a check.
Okay. Yeah. I'll set that up.
Now, first of all, he's got the coffee cup. like Johnny Carson. Sure. I like the slicked black hair with the big knotted tie.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's got the look.
He does have the look.
He looks like he's ready for TV in the 50s, doesn't he?
Here, let me get my CMS cup out here.
Yeah, I got my hand job mug somewhere. There it is.
There you go.
All right. Here we go with Atmore Alan Mosley.
All right. Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
You too.
Dave is so...
Is that the delay? I mean, the guy just wasn't paying attention? Or what do you think?
I think he just wasn't paying attention.
So they just obviously don't really have that chemistry thing going on.
Well, I think they do. I mean, come on, dude. This is cutting edge so far.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Taken aback that I said I gave him well wishes for the holiday.
Well, and just so you know, Neely, just, you know, to reiterate your point about them just growing as a show, this is episode 184.
Wow. Okay.
So I would say the chemistry is what it's going to be.
All right. Well, you know, I didn't know if it was the delay in the signal or the guy just was caught off guard or he's just not paying attention or he's just not engaged or whatever.
Yeah, I think he was waiting for something else and it just didn't come, but okay, here we go.
Days that he was stunned in disbelief.
I couldn't believe that you were possibly talking to me.
Okay, even though I said comma Dave at the end of the sentence. All right, here's the thing about Thanksgiving. It's always you either go to a family member's house and they're kind of like in charge of the primary festivities and maybe you're bringing a dish, or you're one of these unfortunate SOBs where everybody's coming to your house and you're the one that's up at like 3 a.m. cooking, right? That's how it was in my house. Dave, are you guys the visitors or the home team?
Comment, Neely. Would you watch this?
No.
What?
It's just, okay.
Thanksgiving banter, Neely.
I guess.
It's good.
Okay.
It's fantastic. All right.
It's off to a slow start.
Let's
put it that way.
Oh, it's going to get better. I promise.
Well, I hope so. Because it's off to a slow start.
I promise it gets better.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, at first we did do it. As soon as we got our own house, we did the family Thanksgiving. But then my brother got a house. And it's larger than ours, so it fits everybody better. So he got suckered into it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is that don't be upset, folks at home. This is maybe for more for the young people in the audience. Don't be upset if you get like a cousin or an in-law or a sibling who winds up like, you know, oh, look at me. I'm, you know, they became a doctor or a lawyer and they went and bought a big house up on the hill. That just means they have to host all the holiday get-togethers. And you can literally just get out the Velveeta shells and cheese like 30 minutes before you're supposed to be there and be like, yeah, look, I slaved over this all day. Take it, you ungrateful piece of shit. And then there you go. You're done with the holidays. That.
Huh?
Careful. Huh? Careful.
Oh, it's edited. You didn't hear the edits in there?
I did. Just edgy, though.
It is.
Careful with the language.
This might be the afternoon drive for the Woody Show.
Yeah. Careful with that language there, sir.
This guy's pretty cutting edge so far, right? Thanksgiving banter. Little salty language to go with the salty meal.
Yeah, I was kind of taken aback by that.
Mm-hmm. All right, a little more of this before we get to the good stuff.
Okay.
That's the way to keep the leftovers. That's the way to do it. My family always, like, it was always a bittersweet time at Thanksgiving and Christmas, because you know how Thanksgiving and Christmas both fall? I mean, they're only like a few weeks apart, right? And so, and they're also the only times of the year that you do this whole huge festive, like turkey and ham and dressing and rolls and everything. And so you'll go like 11 months doing nothing. And then over the course of like 4 weeks, you're going to get up twice at like 2 a.m. and start cooking for the whole family, who shows up, eats, and leaves. That's how it was for my family. I don't know.
Come on, Neely. You're not getting engaged.
Well, he's just stating
facts.
I mean, there's really nothing. Okay, so what are you really trying to tell us here?
He's telling you about Thanksgiving.
I get it, but I think that anybody who's celebrated Thanksgiving over, you know, a period of time here, that's the protocol, usually how it goes.
Well, I just don't think you're getting involved enough with this.
I guess I'm not, but all right.
Little tiny bit more and then we'll jump ahead. Because I want you to fully understand the Thanksgiving before we get to the main topic here.
Okay, I'm waiting for something.
Oh, it's coming.
Then my brother rolled in a big cake and a stripper popped out and the family was just horrible, you know, something like that. But
you'll see.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
So I tried to start this off as like a happy holiday greeting and it became really bitter all of a sudden. I don't know if you know.
There's everything wrong with the holidays.
Yeah. Speaking of everything wrong with the holidays, folks who've watched the show for a while, you know that sometimes we try to do something fun or festive in the monologue, mm-hmm. and I'll go on Twitter because I'm like, well, let's just see what people are talking about.
Neely, that's why we need to get back on Twitter.
Really? I thought Twitter was dead.
Not to this guy.
Okay.
This guy needed some help with his monologue. He knew it was struggling a little bit, so he went to the place where everybody goes for show prep, Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Tweet.
Twitch trending. And I thought surely there'll be something trending about Thanksgiving or Black Friday or whatever. But what was trending was hashtag CIA killed JFK. Oh. And I thought, oh, wow. Well, and of course, and right below that was happy Thanksgiving. And I was forced into making a choice. Do I stay on target and get something fun for the show? Or do I go down the rabbit hole? So we went down the rabbit hole. I clicked on CIA killed JFK, but pull up.
I'm watching your face laugh.
This first sight right here. This is kind
of. You just can't believe that this is going on.
This isn't even fun.
You can't believe this is going on, can you?
No, it's not even entertaining. And it's not, it's just
garbage.
It's blah. It doesn't flow. That's the problem. It doesn't flow. There's no give and take here at all. This guy is trying to generate conversation and it's not going anywhere.
Well, he's not interjecting anything. This is like reading a dictionary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like there's no flow, there's no give and take, there's no engagement of discussion. It's just like you said, stating facts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, okay, how do I comment on that?
Right. Well, You set me up perfectly here. I'm going to skip forward because you want engaging conversation.
I do.
I'm going to give it to you now. This guy has a couple of guests getting ready to come on.
All right.
And I'll let him introduce the guests and the topic. You are strapping, folks. This is serious here. Ready?
This is compelling.
This is the compelling moment of the show.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Last week, a bunch of people were saying, hey, next week is like the Thanksgiving show. You should do a tier list for Thanksgiving. And then they're like, ooh, you should do a pie tier list. And I had told people, because me being a man of the people as I am, I had said, okay, we'll do a pie tier list next week, you guys. Mm-hmm. But then I forgot that we had a guest this week.
See?
We're mm-hmm. going to have Mike Meharry, National Communications Director of the 10th Amendment Center, was going to come on this week. And I always give the guest two segments, and we're going to talk about things and stuff.
Awesome.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. That's one segment too many. How are we going to fit all this in?
Yeah, how are we going to fit all this in into a podcast?
We're going to talk about things and stuff.
Things and stuff. Specifically, pies.
The pie tier.
Pie tiers. Oh, you're going to like the pie tiers.
Then I finally decided, well, I can't just not do the pie tier list. You can't. See? If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, you might as well just give up.
See?
Yeah.
So now we're going to do the pie tier list. So go ahead and pull it up here. The pie tier list.
Look at that.
And joining us for the
pie tier list. Hey, look who it is.
It's Mike Meharry.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Have you figured out what's going on yet?
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Just some guy.
Okay.
But they're going to do the pie tier list. They're going to rank pies from S to F or never had. Now.
What does the S stand for? Super?
I guess. I don't know. He'll tell us, I'm sure.
Then you got an A, B, C, D, F pie.
And never had.
And what's the S stand for?
I don't know. Spectacular, maybe?
Spectacular, superior?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know how these segments work, dude. You do a segment like this, you do like four or five things in your list, which these segments always suck anyway, but you do like your top five blah, blah, blahs, right?
Yeah.
Not here, pal.
All right.
We got like 20 pies to go through.
20 pies? All right.
And wait till you hear the enthralling conversation on these pies.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Mike.
Just before we get started, by the way, I just want to point out there's probably some people watching the show thinking, did Mike just sit there in silence for like this whole first 8 minutes of the show? The answer is yes, but he was also sitting here for like 44 minutes before that.
No, I just ran into the studio just now.
Yeah, you were in the green room where you have your white M&Ms and
only and, white
Diet Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right. Just make sure. Yep. Okay. Oh. Make sure I got it. He'll never come back if I ever mess that up.
Oh.
So since we're already going to be over like 4.5 hours, let's go ahead and start the ultimate Thanksgiving pie tier list. You guys know the drill. We start with the S tier, which is the pie you just can't miss. Goes down A, B, C, D. We have included F, and then we've actually added a special category, never had, because some very angry listeners from the last couple of lists we did said, well, if you've never had it, you shouldn't rank it. It can't just be bad because you've never had it. That means you've never had it. You don't know. So now,
can you believe the planning here, Neely?
He still didn't say what the S was for.
Yeah, he said it. Oh, it's the can't miss. You know, S can't miss.
What does that mean? I mean,
can't miss.
Well, what does the S stand for?
It's the S's in the word miss, I guess.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't say can't miss up there. It just says S.
Yeah, it's just S.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Now we have a category called never had. All right, we're going to start off with number one. I'm going to pull this up here so that I can actually operate this abomination. Starting with apple crumble. So apple crumble pie. So it's like apple pie, but you know, it's got the crispy bits and stuff in it. Now I got to be honest with you. I don't really even like pie that much. So I'm going to be heavily dependent on Dave and Mike. So Dave, I heard you already said that. I heard heavy breathing with them. That's some good stuff.
That's some good stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
So Mike, what do you think about apple crumble pie?
I'm a fan.
Okay. Well,
did anybody actually sit through this whole show?
Me.
Yeah, but you didn't sit there because I was just all right.
I was like, damn, what is Mike gonna say here?
I know.
Weren't you waiting?
I like it.
Good answer, Mike. Good answer. All right, here we go. This is so fucking bad.
I know. Boring. I mean, just boring.
It's really dull. All right, here we go.
Probably my favorite apple.
Okay. Oh, for sure. For sure. It's way better than like regular apple.
Oh, so is this S tier? Is this the best of the best?
I don't know that it's the best of all pies, but it's definitely the best of the apple pies.
Okay. Well, we'll put it in A for apple.
See, I really like pie too. I don't eat a lot of it, but it's going to be hard to rank anything low.
I'm a huge pie fan.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. So now, apple. Just regular old, the classic, as American as apple pie. So you're saying it will definitely go below the apple crumb.
See that?
But is it just lower in A, or is it actually a lower tier?
It's going to be hard.
This is a tough one, Neely. Where are we going to rank apple pie? All right. Ridiculous. Here we go.
Ridiculous.
It's good.
Okay.
This is the good stuff. Here we go.
This with or without ice cream?
Oh.
I think we're just running the base model.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like we can't open up Pandora's box of additives.
No.
So see, I might go down to a C without the ice cream.
Because that's what the apple crumble does for you, is you don't need the ice cream to make it good.
That's true.
C might be a good benchmark for a regular apple pie, and then everything else will be ranked accordingly.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I like that strategy.
So top of C or bottom of B?
Still in C.
Okay, top of C. All right, so it's...
I'm having fun watching you.
It's just... I can't believe anybody would engage in this discussion.
Yeah, but look at how many more pies we've got to go. All those on the bottom. This is the goods. All right, let's move on to the next pie. He's got me hooked.
But so instead of having the Dalton line, we have the apple pie line.
See?
Everything above apple pie is good. Everything below apple pie is bad.
See, kind of like the Mason-Dixon line.
Whoa. Yeah,
exactly.
He's kind of like the Mason-Dixon line of pies. The Granny
Smith. Boring!
Line. Come on! Stop it! This is the good stuff.
All right.
Here we go. More pies.
It's the Mason-Dixon of pies.
Yeah, of course. It's
the line of pies, rather.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Dave, he's a racist, Dave. I'm sorry. I should have warned you before. All right.
These references.
Because he said Mason-Dixon?
Racist. Now you're a racist.
That makes you racist for...
Yes.
Why?
Because. It's racism.
Okay. I guess I just learned something. I didn't realize the Mason-Dixon saying Mason-Dixon line is a racist statement.
Of course it is, Neely. Jesus. Yeah. Would you have some compassion for our Black listeners, please?
All right.
Please. All right. Let's get back to the pies. You're interrupting.
I guess.
All right. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Next we have banana cream.
Ooh.
Banana cream pie. Now I love bananas, even though I don't love pie in general. I do love bananas, mm-hmm, and banana cream pie is pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
take so thanks, take. Is banana cream better than apple pie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is it better than apple crumb?
No.
Mm.
Okay. Is it close to apple crumb or notably worse than apple crumb?
To me it's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go with close.
We'll put it in A, below apple crumb.
Okay. See?
The next one is, this is going a lot better, I think.
I think so,
with
too.
With three people. It's insane.
With more.
This is insane how well this is going, Neely. Aren't you picking that?
Does this show get very many watches?
probably millions. No, it does not.
I didn't think so.
But that's
I'm assuming this is the only episode of the show that you watched.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I don't know, but
it does not do big numbers.
I can't imagine, because how can anybody just sit through this and go, man, I can't wait till that show comes on.
Get the notification email. Holy shit. A new episode of Alan Mosley. I wonder what they're going to talk about this week.
He kind of looks like what's that actor's name? He's from Chicago here. Can't think of that guy's name. I'll think of it. Just go ahead.
All right. Yeah, we got to get to another pie.
All right.
More people. Mike, we did a Halloween candy list. It took 43 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Should I look that one up? We can do 43 minutes of them rating Halloween candy?
No.
Come on, it's the Alan Mosley show.
Oh, right.
Blackberry. Blackberry
Ooh.
Pie.
Ooh.
Now, for me, I love blackberries.
See?
Okay.
So for me personally, that's going to go right up there with the apple crumble. Oh. Like I would put them on an equal plane.
Okay. So definitively above the apple demarcation line.
Yes.
What do you think, Dave?
I can't say for sure I've ever had it.
Oh, ooh, my God. What do we do with that?
But I imagine it's amazing. So I'm gonna.
It's a little bit of the sweet tart, and if you have a nice sweet crust,
Okay.
It's another one that really needs ice cream too. But yeah,
I've had blackberry preserves. I don't know if I've even had blackberry pie, but you're saying it's way up there. So we're gonna split the difference, and we're gonna say that it's A tier, right below the other two.
Is that where you'd put it, Neil?
They might as well just put all the pies on line A and just be done with it. It's just like, yeah, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, it's fucking pie.
Yeah, the none are better than others. They're all pretty average. Yeah.
Who in their right mind not only would think that this was intriguing, but would go to all this work? I mean, think about this. This is just looking at the layout. This is like OBS or something,
yeah,
which means they had to make this layout. Then they had to make the graph thing, which is probably a spreadsheet or something. I don't know what they used to make that, but some sort of program that they had to do to make the graph thing.
Yeah.
Then they had to go and find all 20 of these fucking pies or whatever and get a picture of each pie.
Pie picture.
Crop it and make them all the same size. And then they had to test the software to make sure that they could move the pictures. All this for this.
That's what the guy down in the lower corner does. He's got all that computer equipment back there.
Okay. I understand the computing of it. And I'm not saying that it's impossible or even hard. Yeah, what I'm saying is
it's a lot of work for a dud segment.
It's a lot of work for something that's enthralling like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this segment could potentially be good. And I'm, this is going to shock people that I'm saying this.
All right.
But if these guys all had a story about a fucking pie or something, You know, if they were like, oh, Blackberry, you know, I was at grandma's house one time and we had Blackberry and we fed it to the dog and the dog got sick and blah, blah. You could make this passable.
Yeah. Or you could stick your dick in a pie and make a movie about it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But that's just normal, I would think. But
right.
These guys are just not, they're not even engaging the topic.
Yeah, because it's. I mean, I could not sit around and have a discussion about pies.
No.
Unless, of course, it was like fir pie or something.
I couldn't have this discussion around my Thanksgiving table with a bunch of pies on the table.
Right.
I could not have, okay, family, let's talk about these pies. Let's rate these pies before we cut into them. I wouldn't have that conversation.
Right.
But here's these guys knocking down.
Well, who thought this was a good subject to cover to begin with?
Apparently Alan Mosley.
Yeah. John Cusack. That's who he looks like.
Yeah, he does. Kind of. Sure.
Yeah, only with bad teeth.
All right. You want some more pies?
How much? Is there any more of the show that you picked out? Or
no, just I just wanted to bring the pies.
Yes, all right.
You want me to skip past the pies and we could just wing?
I just don't think there's anything left in the pies. I mean, it's just going to go about like the first five pies here. Like, it's pretty good. Yeah. Is it better or worse than banana cream? Well, it's about even. I'll put that up on the A line too.
You're not wondering about pecan pie or pumpkin pie?
No, I'm not.
Neely. What about lemon meringue, for God's sakes?
Because it's all subjective.
You say that, but we got three experts here on pies.
We can't have a consensus on which pie is better.
We have three experts.
Why? Because they all eat?
See, well, the one guy, he's an expert, even though he doesn't like pie.
Yeah.
And the other guy's an expert, even though he doesn't eat much pie.
Right.
And I don't know the guy in the middle. I have no idea. He seems to like pie, but only with ice cream.
Yeah. He likes ice cream on everything.
Yeah. So you got three guys that really don't eat pies rating pies.
Yeah.
Fantastic TV.
Yep. It's got my attention.
All right. You want me to skip ahead? Just skip past the pies? We can. Yeah, I did not. I don't remember what it is.
I can't take the pie talk anymore.
You can't go with the pie. Look, I moved 5 minutes.
look, most of them ended up on line A.
Yeah. Just like I said. But I moved 5 minutes and we still have this many pies to go. Here, let's go 5 more minutes. That's 6 minutes. Oh, we're back.
See where the pies landed.
Okay, there's all the pies.
Wow, look at that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. A majority of them landed on line A.
Mm-hmm. Except for key lime pie and pecan pie.
And those were the top of the heap?
I don't know about those two.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oof. How about chocolate mousse pie or something good like that?
Well, that's in here, Neely. That's
I know, but I would think that would be like near the top.
You know, I think is this chocolate mousse pie?
I don't know what that is.
I can't tell.
Who cares?
You want me to rewind so we can find out?
No, I do not.
All right, let's get off the pies here. All right, here we go. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember what this shit's about, but we'll just wing it. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Wow. How much time did he put into this fucking segment? This better be over the top good because this is a lot of time to make this video.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Alan.
What time is it?
It's time for Meme of the Week.
And for some reason, when I pointed my gun at him, he shot me. You know, Han shot first, right?
Okay. See, I knew that face.
Yeah.
So, Star Wars, and the one guy doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars Greedo.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Star Wars, so that doesn't even, you know, it's like, I guess it's one of those where everybody has had to see it, I guess.
Everybody has seen Star Wars, Neely, except you.
That's right.
And everybody gets the reference, of course. Why don't you understand that reference, dude? Come on.
Didn't make any sense to me at all.
You missed it.
That's the meme of the week?
That's the meme of the week.
That's the one?
That's the one.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go.
That's Greedo. It's Greedo.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I'm just making sure, just for everybody at home.
Yeah.
Han shot first.
See?
Yeah, I don't care what Disney did to it. We all know.
There's only two types of people. There's people who understand that Han shot first, and there's, you know, like Holocaust deniers. Those are
Holocaust denier Neely.
How did he equate Holocaust denier with the Star Wars meme?
Oh my God. I thought it was a good comparison.
He was at a total loss for words, just didn't know what to throw in there. And then some reason, okay, go ahead.
I thought it was a good comparison, personally.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The only two people.
Same category?
Yeah, but we do have a bonus meme. Check out the bonus meme.
Ooh, bonus meme.
Can't wait to abolish the CIA when I get home.
That'll do it.
Oh, that'll do it. That's right. As a matter of fact, it will. History has taught us that.
You're not laughing. Where's your laughter? Did you miss the joke? Do you need me to rewind it so you can hear it again?
I get it that the conspiracy is the CIA took Kennedy out and it was a little too late, but it's not that funny.
Did you miss the presentation? Because you're not laughing, Neely.
No, I missed it.
Are you sure? I can rewind for you. These guys are cracking themselves up. All right. Here.
Anything more?
No, there's plenty more. There's another 35 minutes of this.
All right.
Here we go.
We have to get a move on things tonight because we've tried to fit a fifth segment into this four segment show.
Basically,
so let's go ahead and answer the viewer mail.
Viewer mail. Jesus, more graphics.
Such a satisfying sound, isn't it?
They really do a lot of graphical work on this.
And they like, see, what kind of questions are the viewers asking?
Well, let's find out, shall we? All right.
This should be good.
This is going to be where the good stuff comes.
Of course.
I don't know if they're going to be able to top pies, though. That was pretty enthralling. But here we go. Viewer questions.
So good.
This guy likes cream pies, by the way. He said that on my show. Okay. Ryan Seifert writes, Dear Alan and Dave, is lasagna a casserole?
It's got some good viewers, man.
This guy took some time to put this whole show together, and this is what we get.
That's what I was telling you at the beginning.
It just goes nowhere.
Tons of production, and this is what you get with all that production time. This is what you get. Is lasagna a casserole? All right. Let's find out the answer. I know you're waiting for it.
I am. I can't wait.
You know what? The thing is, Ryan, is that a casserole is a single, cohesive, one-dish meal that is baked.
See? Yep.
And it's so a pretty lasagna
is a casserole.
It is.
Yeah. I'm going to have all you guys over for some lasagna casserole. Just you wait. Mm. Yeah. I wonder if that basically means like baked ziti is also a casserole.
Yeah.
Hmm, good question.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot to ponder here.
Thought inspiring.
What is the point of the show?
And we thought Eddie Trunk's questions were bad.
Oh, boy. Are there any more questions?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Pretty much anything in a pan in the oven is a casserole.
I'm surprised Ryan was able to give us such an interesting question when he was out there like torching car lots and throwing lighting dumpsters on fire and everything else. It's amazing.
Busy guy.
What was that reference?
You know what? I'm putting you as the big on the big
screen. What is that reference? What was that even a reference that we understood?
Come on. We don't. That's the point. I'm putting you on the big screen because you're just looking dumbfounded when you hear this shit.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Jonathan Carranza writes, Dear Alan and Dave, are the Black Friday rushes to the doors going to outdo the Travis Scott stampede? All right. So we would never make light of a tragedy on this program. I'm sorry. I could almost say it without laughing. No, it won't. I think that there won't be a lot of Black Friday rushes this year because no one has any money. So there you go.
There you go, Neil. The ability to lure the listener in and hold them tight is... Are you learning anything?
I am.
You learning what we're doing wrong?
I'm taking notes.
I expect to see you with slick black hair in a suit next week.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Can't afford to drive there.
Yeah. Elam Stoltz writes, Dear Alan and Dave, you guys killed the cereal tier list last week, so does that make you cereal killers? You see, you know who...
They had a cereal tier list?
Like yes! Last week it was cereal. Dude, I mean, come on. Count Chocula or Rice Krispies? Where's your Mason-Dixon line?
Well, my Mason-Dixon line would have been crispy wheats and raisins.
I got to put that on the never had list for me, Neely. My Mason-Dixon line would clearly be Cheerios.
Right.
And boy, I
would like to get some Captain Crunch with some Boo Berries.
Yeah. Now, top of the list, S for me might be Lucky Charms or maybe Fruit Loops. Those be right up there.
Well, I personally go Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs, Crazy for Cocoa Puffs.
That's probably B tier, Neely. That's probably B tier. It's not quite a Fruit Loop, but it's pretty close.
It makes your milk all chocolatey.
Yeah. See, that defeats the purpose, I think. You know, because what if you have it with chocolate milk? Then what do you do?
Well, it's double chocolate then, I guess.
That might be better.
Mm. But I do go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
All right, then we'll move it up to A. We'll move it up to A with the Lucky Charms and the Fruit Loops.
Right.
Jeez, unreal. Could we get some
Quisp in there?
Yeah. How about some Special K?
Yeah. Could we get some Apple Jacks?
Apple Jacks. Now we're talking, Neely. That's Apple Jacks.
That's on the S tier, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, the Apple Jacks does have a slight sourness to it, but just sweet goodness with a little touch of sour.
Well, you
I'll
gotta
put that on S tier.
You gotta make the hand gesture though, but it's got a little a little bit of sour.
It's like, a lot of sweet. Just a little bit of sour, but a lot of sweetness.
Exquisite.
All right, here, these questions are fantastic. This show rules, right?
These people actually wrote this stuff?
They recorded it and posted it and everything else.
Wow.
An hour. All right, here we go.
All right.
Whose fault this is? This is Andrew Avery's fault.
See?
Because he's just paraded through this program for years now with years. his nonsense puns, and this is like a copycat killer. Yeah. This is a copycat punner. That's what that is. But Dave is a serial killer. Logan Denny writes, Dear Alan and Dave, would you rather be accused of being BLM or being a neocon? Dave, would you rather be accused of being BLM or being a neocon?
I'd say people are going to hate this. I'd probably BLM because, you know, there are some people with a good heart in it, and then there's the people that co-opted it for their own political reasons.
Well, controversial there, Neely. Whoa.
This show is going to get taken off the air.
Well, no, it's on Odyssey. They knew better than to put this on. This cutting edge content would never make it on YouTube.
This would have got pulled immediately for that.
Immediately.
Controversial content right there. What a controversial statement that guy made.
That's right.
You, sir, are going to go down the rabbit hole pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Banned. Canceled. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right.
I mean, I guess I'd take that. Ain't no neocon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those things of, well, are you talking about BLM the organization or BLM the movement?
That's how I took it.
Yeah. That's how you take it, is it, Dave?
Oh, man.
All right.
It's just like, what are you just searching for conversation? It just isn't happening.
Tell me this doesn't remind you of the old Blog Talk Radio days. The next thing, that this guy is a second away from saying, okay, 28 minutes left.
Right.
I mean, he's right there. He has nothing to say. He's reading, even with the things, he knew these questions were coming. He probably had a week to come up with answers. Instead, he goes, how about that? This is Rev 101.
Interesting.
This guy, he's a jewel, man. All right, let's get some more of these listener emails. These have been these are much better than the pie tier. Or are they? Which would you rather watch the second time, this or the pie tiers?
I think this, because I don't know what's coming. And I just, you know, because somebody might really throw a zinger in there that just might dumbfound these guys.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, this guy likes it. Jerry, this horseshit is better than Howard Stern's sellout ass.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Got himself a listener here.
Sure.
All right. Let's hear some more.
I'd actually rather be accused of being BLM too, just because the accusation would be ridiculous and I would laugh at them. But if they called me a neocon, I would shoot them three times center mass and claim self-defense. It's aggression to call somebody a neocon.
Huh?
I just don't know what to say.
I love this one. Has you absolutely tongue-tied.
The references are just like, they just don't make any sense.
It's so tough. This is so bad.
You said that they literally have over 100 shows?
184.
Wow. And how often do they do this show?
I think once a week. I think they've been going for years.
And this we've only experienced, I mean, you're at the 30-minute mark, but we've only played maybe 10 minutes worth of this.
Yeah.
There's still a whole other 30 minutes left of the show.
Yeah.
And this is dragged out an hour.
Yeah. It's good. Admit it, you want to know what the next guy's email is.
The only benefit of this show is if you were terminal. If you watch this, it would just extend your life. You would feel like it was forever and a day.
Come on, this is the good stuff. You're not feeling it?
No, I'm not.
Come on. Maybe you need to watch some more episodes to really get it.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's finish up these.
And these two guys are the regular hosts, co-hosts.
Yeah, okay. That's what's his name, Alan Mosley.
Yeah, well, I get he's like the star guy, but his co-host, yeah. I mean, it's just
that guy's good. Well, he's the tech guy. He's the Chris Aiken.
Were you talking to me?
This guy here, Alan Mosley, is the Neely, and other guy is the tech guy. He's the Chris Aiken.
Right.
It's the same thing. These guys are exactly the same as us, Neely, except they have better production than we do.
Right.
And look at the set this guy's on.
No.
He's got a great set. Look. Look at that suit.
I think he's in the Compound Media Studio.
That's what I'm thinking. He might be.
Yeah.
Got his own coffee mug. It's fantastic.
Right. I think he's Seth Meyers or something.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why he's doing this, because he's getting ready for when that chair opens up. He'll have his role ready to show off. He's the new Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
I could see this guy replacing Colbert. Bring his team with him, his team of one. I think that pie thing would go over great on late night TV.
Yeah. So it's like an elongated David Letterman segment.
Really elongated. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Lyle Durio writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, do you know where I can find a deal on a Turbo Man toy?" That's it.
Somebody wrote that?
Yeah. First of all, when is the last time you got an email that said, "Dear Neely and Chris"?
Never.
That's never happened. This guy, I wonder if he's making up his own questions.
Well, that's what I was asking.
I'm saying
it's just like, are people actually writing these questions?
I have a hard time believing that.
But. Yeah, but that's why I was trying to call bullshit here a few minutes ago. It's like people are actually asking this.
Well, you know, this Turbo toy sounds like it's tough to get, Neely.
Yeah, well, I just looked up Turbo Man. I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, I still don't know what it is. I don't care. But did you find somebody selling it?
It's at Walmart.
Well, there you go. Well, great question then.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what his answer is.
It's $14.26.
Oh, wow. $15 toy?
Yeah, it's $15.
I can see why people are curious on this.
Yeah, you can get it at Walmart. It's in stock.
All right. Well, maybe he does. Maybe he knows a better place.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's a pop culture reference there by old Lyle.
I thought we had to Google something again.
Yeah. I mean, I think that movie's like 25 years old or something now, but by Mississippi standards, that's new. Like, like Forrest Gump just came out in theaters in Mississippi. So
what?
So after you're done roller skating, you're going to go hit the theater and check out Jingle All the Way.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, seriously. All right. Let's get to the end of these questions.
All right.
The questions are doing me justice. I love this. Here we go.
Jingle All the Way. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Derek Truesdale writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, is it worth going out for Black Friday deals if it falls on a riot?"
I mean, the discounts are better.
But you know, the places where riots could or would happen are not places that I go to do shopping, because those are the places where everything costs too much anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, just go down to Mississippi.
Doesn't this remind you of the Rev and Black Metal Ray?
Yes. These guys have no chemistry at all. At all.
None. And one guy sort of talks, the other guy goes, yeah. Yeah, right. All right, let's find out the answer to this cutting-edge question.
And then you can catch, you know, Shakespeare in Love, and then buy a Furby.
Is that what they're known for?
I don't even hate Mississippi. I just you know. Actually, I do hate Alabama though.
Yeah.
So
there goes all of our Alabama viewers.
Oh, no. People from Alabama don't have computers, Dave. They're not. Jesus. All right. Mary Lynn Willimowski writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, whereabouts do you squeeze on the tube of toothpaste when putting it on your toothbrush? Assuming for this scenario that the tube is at least half full."
Who even writes questions like that? It's really difficult to believe that anybody wrote these emails.
Like, I've always wondered this.
Like legitimately wrote questions like that.
Well, I mean, it's not every day that you get expert opinions like these guys. So this is where you have to ask these questions that have always bothered you, Neely. I'm anxious to hear the answer to this. I mean, where do you squeeze it? Do you squeeze it at the bottom or in the middle or at the top? Where do you squeeze the toothpaste?
I squeeze it from the end and work my way down.
See, I'm more of a middle guy myself.
All right. So you just squish it in the middle.
Yeah, squeeze it in the middle, and then when it gets fat on both sides, and you mush it on up a little bit. See, we can make this enthralling conversation. Yeah, sure. This is fantastic. These guys are giving me ideas for future shows. Next week we're gonna have a fucking toothpaste here.
Yeah.
With all the different kinds. I mean, what do you like, Neely? Are you a Crest guy, or you like some Pearl Drops, or what are you into?
Well, I'm into the
Colgate Extra Mint. Ultra Bright. Nice. Good one.
Yeah.
That's what you elitists do.
Yeah.
Us poor folk, we stay with the Colgate.
Or the Crest.
Yeah, the Crest with the little flex in it.
With the tartar fighter.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, I was a rich kid. We had Pearl Drops. Remember Pearl Drops?
I do. It came in the bottle rather than a tube.
Yeah, it was great.
And the girl would go,
Yep. This is enthralling. All right, here we go. Let's find out the thrilling answer to this question.
I like
how really have segment, to bring this up on the show.
I love how this segment has turned into Mary griping at you passive aggressively through the show. All right, Dave, whereabouts do you squeeze on the tube of toothpaste?
Oh, it's not me. No, I don't think I'm obviously squeeze from the bottom, but it doesn't really matter as long as every once in a while you put it like on the like a corner of a wall and you take your toothbrush from the bottom and just push it to the top, and then it's like a whole new tube at that point.
See?
Why would you put it on the wall? Why wouldn't you put it on the sink or the counter and do that instead of doing this?
You put it on the wall, Neely. That's where you put it.
Why wouldn't you put it on the edge of the sink or the counter?
You know, I personally climb up and stand on top of the toilet and push it on the wall there. Because that wall is probably the cleanest.
I mean, would you reach up on the wall and do that? Or would you put it along the sink and just...
Yes, of course. You just pick it up wherever it is, and you just kind of scooch it to the front of the tube. All right. Now, Neely, are you a straight mover upper, or do you roll the tube of toothpaste?
Well, the tube of toothpaste that I use is a plastic tube, so it doesn't roll. It's not a foil type tube to where it'll stay rolled.
No. See, I'm old school, Neely. I use the toothpaste key. Do you remember the toothpaste key that you can hook on the bottom? Yeah,
and then you roll it up.
Yes, I'm old school. I won't buy a tube of toothpaste without a toothpaste key. What kind of fucking conversation is this? Toothpaste. Are you kidding? All right. Here we go.
reset it every once in a while. It doesn't matter.
So you don't like roll it up as it empties?
No, that ain't gonna hold that anyways. I used to put like a chip clip on there. Like one of those pinchy, like the.
See?
You put a chip clip on the toothpaste?
Yes, of course you do.
A chip clip?
Who doesn't use a chip clip on their toothpaste? You say that like that's weird.
Oh. Chip clips are pretty good size. They're not like small. They're usually, you know, several inches wide.
You know, sometimes I like to take my toothpaste and just squeeze it all out into a cup and then dip it in like I would like a fry into ketchup.
Right.
Just dip it on in there and brush the teeth.
Right.
Come on. There's all kinds of conversation we can have about toothpaste, Neely.
Boy. This is unbelievable. And these are two, I can't quite put their age in there. I'm thinking that they're maybe in their mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
And they're having this discussion.
Yeah. This is cutting edge. It's too late with Alan Mosley.
Yeah. Okay. It's too late to get to be, for me to become a fan.
No, it's not. Come on, man. They've given you tons to think about here. Do you want to be BLM or a neocon? How do you squeeze your toothpaste? What tier is your favorite pie on? This is quality entertainment, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, these questions are fantastic. I can't wait to get to the end of these. Here we go. It's got to be near the end, don't you think?
You would think.
All right, here we go.
I was gonna try to market that. TM.
And then you found yourself a producer of libertarian podcasts.
Why? Yeah, I figured this was more lucrative.
What?
Yeah, you probably thought right about that. Lyle Durio writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, didn't he already ask a question? Didn't I just answer a question? Yeah.
You have five fans. Take the question.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll do it anyway. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish? Well, we just did a whole segment on pie, but I don't even like pie, so that doesn't even count as my answer. What, Dave, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, thank God we're getting this part.
I should have thought about this.
Wow. He has to think about it.
It's a tough one, man. Favorite dish at Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you know, I mean, what do we call deviled eggs? Do we call them a dish or an appetizer? I got to go with turkey, Neely. Turkey for me.
Deep fried turkey.
Yeah, deep fried turkey.
Right.
But I would like a nice baked potato with a little bit of sour cream and chives. That's a nice dish. Side dish, but a nice side dish.
Right.
Now, if you put those all in a pan and put them in the oven, would that be a casserole? Would that be a baked potato casserole?
Would it be a turkey casserole?
Yeah. I mean, well, apparently it is, because if you cook it in an oven, it's a casserole.
Right.
Jeez. These guys are good.
Oh, boy. but he sits there thinking about it, and it's such a thoughtful pose. He just
When you're pontificating in deep thought,
I hadn't thought about this before. After all the Thanksgivings that I've attended in my life, I never thought, what is my favorite dish
of the 40 Thanksgivings? And I never thought of this question, man. Yeah.
Let me give that some thought.
Why don't you go ahead while I really get my answers together?
Well,
for
I'm going to pull a Jen Psaki, and I'm going to circle back to you.
All right. Well, we'll be waiting.
It's like when it mixes all together, it's like the whole dish. You need the mashed potatoes and peas and turkey and stuffing all kind of get blended. But yeah, that single green bean casserole.
All right, so true sociopaths just put their whole dinner into a blender and blend it up and drink it like Dave Willimowski does.
No one's ever done that. No one has ever done that. What an ass.
Hey, Alan Kilcaller, right here.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Neely. Chris.
Yes.
Question for you. It's been really bothering me. It also took me an hour to get your guys' phone number. I had to like go all over the internet. Fucking, it's not even on the main page. You don't want people calling you guys?
No, we don't. But go ahead.
All right. So I'm at the Applebee's the other night, and I see a big family. There's like 10 of them. Now it's late. It's like 11:30 at night, and it's like a Wednesday. And it's a colored family.
What color were they?
They were dark.
Dark is not a color.
Dark red?
No, they weren't Susquehannock.
Oh, I was just checking.
But there were little kids like crawling under the table, and there was just shit everywhere. I felt bad for the waitress, and it just is bothering me. Like, I can't go to sleep because I just see the circus at this table 11:30 at night. But why is that? Like, why are there kids up?
Jesus. I was getting into his question.
All right.
Sir, you might want to call back to It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. He would love to answer this question for you. All right, here we go. Let's get to the end of this.
All right.
Guys.
Yeah, it's like a bowl.
So I like the stuffing. So there you go. Oh. Didn't we answer that question like last week?
We answered it again now.
I specifically remember saying what I just said, talking about stuffing. Yeah. Yeah.
It was what dish is new or something like that? Because I remember, I don't know, something like that.
Oh, good.
These people.
These people.
Andrew Avery writes, Dear Alan and Dave, was Kyle Rittenhouse justified in disarming Gage? How do you pronounce that guy's name? Gross Krauts?
Oh, I've never tried to say it out loud.
Dear Alan and Dave, was Kyle Rittenhouse justified in disarming Gage Grosskrauts? Disarming him.
Yeah, I see what he did there.
Yeah. You know, Andrew's puns have gotten really dark lately. Have you noticed that?
Is everything okay at home?
This is like the third or fourth in the row that had something
I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Yeah, no. I've been feigning that I'm into these guys, but it's killing me.
Yeah. It's I'd rather have a root canal.
Well, for anybody that doesn't agree with Neely and I, it is It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. It's available on Odyssey. So it might be on the other channels too. I don't know. I didn't look, but it's definitely available on Odyssey. So
it's compelling.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you get it on your phone and, you know, if you have a commute like Neely does every day, you can listen to this on your way. Hopefully you don't fall asleep and crash your car.
Podcast to crash your car too.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So there you have it, dude. Are you a fan now?
No.
No?
They got a little work to do.
No way. 184 episodes. They know exactly what they're doing.
Okay. All right. Let's cleanse the palate and take a little break here. So what do you want to hear?
Since we were talking about the lovely Kat Dennings, let's play her boyfriend's music. I don't think we've ever played any of that. So
after WK.
Yeah. How about Everybody Sins from God is Partying? How about that? I can't remember the last time we played any of that.
Yeah.
I would say never. Have we ever played Andrew WK?
I don't think so. I think I played some years ago when I was still on terrestrial radio.
Okay.
What is it off of?
It is off of God is Partying.
And what's the name of the song?
The song is called Everybody Sins.
Oh, okay. The Wolf Club. God is Partying.
Yep.
Everybody Sins. All right, I got it.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to play a few songs. We'll come back and hopefully we'll get something a little more fun.
Come on. That was fun. Fun for me.
I'm going to go have a bowl of Count Chocula while we're on break.
It was fun for me watching you just horrified at this fucking show.
That show crawled slower than a snail. Just a slow grind.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we could have watched the other 33 minutes. We did put everybody out of their misery.
Wow. All right. Well, this guy here, he's banging the big booby chick on the Two Broke Girls. So
he sure is.
It's Andrew WK with Everybody Sins exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show.
Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job!
What's up, everybody? It is Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show, Aftershocks TV, and Heavy Metal Television. And I am now on Cameo. That's right. If you need a message sent to somebody, maybe it's happy birthday, maybe it's get out of here, hit the street, you're fired. I don't care what it is. Firing a girlfriend, firing a boyfriend, firing an employee, wishing them well, whatever it is, I'm on Cameo. I'm here to deliver the message. I'll do it in my unique way, so you can imagine it'll have some profanity in it and it'll be a little bit filthy, but that's okay because that's probably what you guys want from me anyway. So check me out, cameo.com/Chris Aiken. Again, cameo.com/Chris Aiken. Book me and I will deliver whatever message it is that you need delivered, and it's cheap, so go do it. All right, later.